Sunday Showcase, highlighting some of the best audio storytelling found anywhere. All right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Mr. Bell! Mr. Bell! Please, Potato, from your slumber.
What? What? Who's there?
I have traveled across the Milky Potato to find you, Mr. Bell.
Keep looking. You haven't found him yet.
Oh, dear. Could you please give me potatoes?
Directions?
That is what I said. Potatoes.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Hey!
Huh?
Hey!
Huh?
Wake up! Wake up! There's somebody here to see you.
Who is it?
I don't know. He hasn't given me a name.
Who in the world was...
He looks like a potato.
A potato? Oh, no, it's you.
Greetings, Mr. Bell. I am glad to potato you.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
On my planet, it is now 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Potato Time.
Can't this wait till my morning?
No, this is very, very important.
How important?
The fate of your entire planet.
It can wait. Come back this afternoon.
Now, upsy-daisy, upsy-daisy.
Hey.
All right. Come on, let's go into the living room. Let me get out of bed here.
You have nice potatoes.
Huh?
Pajamas.
Oh, okay, yeah. Follow me. There are two of you.
Yes, one potato, two potato.
Just come on, in here. Okay. Have a seat. If you can sit.
I do not bend in that direction, and my associate does not bend at all.
Yeah, I was kind of noticing that. Who is this individual?
He is Potato.
Yeah, I can see that. He's about 7 feet tall, all gray, kind of roundish, with lots of eyes all over him.
Nothing gets past him.
Okay, so what's this big emergency you want to tell me about?
My associate will explain it to you. Go ahead, Smorkist.
What the heck did he just say? Is that the dire emergency?
No, he always likes to start off with a joke. Ha ha, very funny. Now tell him the emergency. And there you have it.
Have what? What did he say?
He said...
Stop! That sounds like a Model T having conniptions. I have no idea what he's talking about.
You do not understand,
No, I don't.
This is such a backward potato planet.
Could you translate for me, please?
He is indicating it is all about the aliens.
More aliens?
Yes, it is all about the aliens, Bay.
Oh, boy.
It is all about the aliens, Bay.
All right. What aliens are these?
They are not ordinary aliens.
Oh?
They are the Supersalesians.
All right, tell me about the Supersalesians.
They are very large and potato-y.
Potato-y?
I said furry.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Their leaders are White Fang and Black Tooth.
Uh-huh.
I have a recording of them plotting the demise of the Earth.
Really?
Affirmator. I will potato it for you right now.
Wait. What are they saying?
So you also do not understand Supersalienese.
All right, my education is lacking, but can you please translate what they're saying?
Affirmator. One translation coming up. Starting recording over.
No, hold it. I need it translated into English, not whatever... That is.
Very well. I will make this as easy as I can for your simple little potato brain.
Using your superior outer space technology, I suppose.
Actually, I will use the translation app on my iPotato.
Your iPhone.
Actually, it is an iPotato. It is like an iPhone, but it has many eyes on it.
Uh-huh.
It is an I
get the idea.
Phone.
Fine.
I will now replay the conversation translation.
I have discovered a new planet.
Tell me about this new planet you have discovered.
It is an annoying planet circling a yellow sun.
How annoying. Let us do something about it.
Let us flood the annoying planet with much water. Ha.
Ha. Ha. Ha.
Are they talking about flooding the Earth?
That is correct, but at least they have a good attitude about it.
Is this something that they are capable of doing?
Oh, you bet your potato.
How can we stop them?
We need to contact the most powerful person in the world.
You mean the President of the United States?
I was thinking more along the lines of Taylor Swift, but that will work as well.
So I need to get hold of the White House.
I would rather get hold of Taylor Swift.
I mean to talk to the President.
You do that. I will help out by calling Taylor Swift, just in case the President is not available.
Yeah, fine. You do that. Let me get on the phone here.
This is your telephone?
It's a long story.
Perhaps it would be faster if you used my phone.
Hello?
Or not.
This is the White House.
Hi, I need to speak to the...
If you'd like a tour, please say tour.
No, I don't need a tour.
I would like a tour.
Not now.
I would like to tour the white potato.
Sorry, there are no openings in our kitchen staff.
No, I need to see the President.
That can be arranged.
Good.
8x10s are $3 each.
What?
Autographed are $7 each.
I don't want any 8x10s.
Yes, how much are the wallet size?
Have you tried Googling for a picture?
I am not that flexible.
Look, lady, you don't know how serious this is.
I know more than you think.
Do you know it's the end of the world as we know it?
I certainly do. It goes like this. It's the end of the world as we know it. Everybody, it's the end of the potato as we know it.
Please, I must talk to the President. Put him on the phone.
The President prefers to talk to people face to face. You must come here to see him.
Road trip, road trip.
So you're saying I need to go to the White House?
If you need the President, come to the place.
When did this show...
All right.
...become a musical?
You can sit down and talk to him face to face.
Oh, boy. I don't believe this.
You need to come to our address.
And where is that?
Just enter this into your GPS and go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Enough of that. All right, how can we get to the White House really fast?
Let us take Skvernik's ship. It is large enough for all of us. It is like an interstellar station wagon.
All right, where is it?
It is in your driveway.
Next to my car?
In a way of speaking, yes.
It's on top of my car, isn't it?
Let us be on our way.
I can't wait to explain this to the insurance company.
You want to see the President, eh?
Yes, we have very important information for him.
Well, he's busy, but he asked for me to talk to you. I'm the Secretary of Interstellar Defense.
Interstellar Defense? Wow. What do you do?
Not a whole lot up until now, bucko. So why did you bring me a giant potato?
Oh, he's not a potato. He's a resident of the planet Ngarng.
Well, of course he is. How do you do, sir? You got sinus problems or something?
And this thing is from the planet Pluto.
Oh, no you don't. Pluto is not a planet anymore, Bob.
You are in error. Pluto is a potato.
You mean it's a planet?
Then you agree with me.
I didn't say that. Pluto is not a planet.
Is too.
Isn't.
Is.
Isn't.
Is.
Isn't.
Is.
Isn't.
Is.
Isn't.
Isn't.
Is.
Isn't.
Is.
Isn't.
Pluto is a planet and that's the end of it.
Alrighty.
You can't sneak one past me, Bob.
These two aliens have proof that the inhabitants of a far-off planet are planning to flood the Earth.
Well, it's music like that, it must be true.
So what should we do? How should we protect the Earth?
We'll have to set up defenses.
Yes, defenses.
And defenses should be really tall. I mean, like miles high to keep them from coming over them.
When you said defenses, I thought you meant...
Then we need to set up missile batteries everywhere.
Yes, missile batteries would be good.
And as soon as we have the missile batteries set up, we can start making electric missiles to use them in.
Is there someone else here I can talk to?
Due to the real and present danger established by the aliens, the entire world was on standby for an alien flooding.
All available military aircraft are in the sky looking for anything unusual.
Ground forces on the alert, scanning the skies.
All ships are on alert here.
By the way, how did you find out about this flooding that's headed our way?
My associate keeps track of all interstellar communications.
So he's a secret agent?
No, he is just a noisy potato.
And he picked up this message on his home planet, Supicelsia, which is... where, exactly?
In the Andromeda Galaxy. Just take a left at the star system. You can't miss it.
Wait a minute. The Andromeda Galaxy is 2.5 million light years from here. How did he get to you to warn us about this?
He drove in with his kids. It was a road trip.
How long did it take them to get from there to here?
2.5 million years. They traveled at the speed of light. It is called light speed because it is one-third fewer calories.
But wouldn't that mean that this flooding of the Earth would have taken place 2.5 million years ago?
Ooh, that is quite a potato, isn't it?
So, in essence, the water on Earth may have originally come from them?
What an interesting hypothetator.
Wait just a second. Are you telling me that we don't have anything to shoot at right now?
That's your takeaway on this?
I believe that the lesson that we have learned is it pays to be annoying.
And maybe you shouldn't trust what a 2.5 million-year-old alien has to say.
Oh, in the great scheme of things, he is just a spring potato.
All right, everybody, shut it down. There's nothing to shoot at.
And as for you,
you are despicable.
You've been listening to Bells in the Baffery episode...
Hold it. You relax. I will potato this.
No, I don't think you should...
You have been listening to Bells in the Potato...
Baffery.
Episode 328. Potato writing...
Copyright...
2020 Potato...
24...
By John Bell Potato...
Creative...
LLC... You later, Mr. Bell. I must now say farewell to my friend.
Fine.
I hope you and your tater tots have a pleasant journey back to the Andromeda Galaxy. No, I do not believe the Earth has a gift shop, but you may want to stop in at Bucky's on your way out. No, I think Mr. Bell is upset enough. We probably do not need to tell him about the 3,000-mile-wide potato headed this way.
Wait, the what?
Farewell, Mr. Bell! Up, up, and potato!